Here's a thought about what you see and what you think. You know, a camera can be both a mnemonic device that aids in our memory, and it can be a response to the world, a reaction that we have after we see something or observe something. So it's not just what we see, but it's also what we think. Well, here's an interesting question. Which do you think is more important in your photography? By the way, I'm not sure there's a correct answer here, so however you answer it is probably right for you, as long as it's a conscious decision and you know that you're making those decisions because it's the best way for you to represent yourself and your artwork and what you want to do with conscious decision. So some photographers want to just be a window to the world. Go out and say, I saw this. Perfect. A mnemonic aid to remember what the photographer saw, even if we weren't there. But some of us, and I put myself in this category, think of photography as a way to respond to the world and to those artists who have gone before us and to my previous thoughts and prejudices and to what's going on in the world in terms of society and events. These are two fundamental ways to use the camera. And it's possible that they combine, and you can both see and respond simultaneously. But for my money, most of the work that I would qualify as photographic art happens when people respond with a camera rather than just record with a camera. But that's just me.